Good afternoon.
Hey, Mike. Bob from RDI. How are you?
Doing good, sir. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Should I reach out, say hi, see what's going on with you?
Kind of quiet up here.
Yeah?
It's probably my slowest Mother's Day on record.
Oh, that sucks.
No, it's not good at all. And it's talking to some of the other jewelers and stuff in town. You know, there's a few that did okay, but no one had anything like a normal Mother's Day.
Mother's Day is tricky. You know, it's funny. Years ago, when I was with earlier in my career with the company, I used to keep track of numbers. And I found that if you had a good Valentine's Day, then Mother's Day sucked, and vice versa. And it was kind of a weird thing. I tracked it for like 10, 12 years, and it was pretty consistent, you know, from people I talked to. Now, is that, you know, a hard fact? No. It was just, you know, just a coincidental thing, I think. But I haven't asked that question in so many years now because it seems like Mother's Day has just become like a flowers holiday. And Valentine's Day is like flowers and candy type stuff, and people don't really spend a lot for Mother's Day. I talked to one store, I think, so far that told me that Mother's Day was, you know, they were kind of busy, but everybody else was just like, no, we didn't expect much.
Yeah, I mean, my Valentine's Day this year wasn't good either. And, you know, I know almost everyone in town, you know, jeweler-wise and business-wise. And they're pretty much all in the same boat right now. It's like, okay, what's going on?
Are they overall doing okay?
Everything is down.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm hearing from most places. You know what's weird, though, is I've had a run on large natural diamonds lately.
Really?
Big stuff. I mean, two $60,000 diamonds, a $45,000, two $35,000 diamonds, and a few $20,000. I mean, it's been really good in the last 3-4 weeks. So I don't know if that just says that. Well, the stock market is hopping right now. If people were
It's up and down, but we set records and stuff. Yes.
Yeah. So I think there's some people with serious money that make big money, you know, jumping in and out on the market over there. And I think some people with that kind of money have spent money on bigger diamonds lately. And
True. But unfortunately, I don't have too many of those type people here.
Not many people do. these are the anomalies. That's why they show up. When you see it, when you see the numbers, it's not like, oh, yeah, like everybody's buying these things. No, it was... Fortunately for me, it was a bunch of my customers that sold a bunch of significant diamonds. But the rest of the company has just been, you know, we've been plodding along. Market share has dropped quite a bit for natural diamonds, and I think it's starting
it
to
has.
Come back. But it's going to be a process.
Oh, no, it is. And, you know, when I talk to people, you know, we try and push the natural for long term, you know, especially if something happens, you need resale value.
Right, sure.
Versus a lab diamond. But they just look, everybody just looks at it right now as, okay, I can get a large thing for an inexpensive price.
Yeah, well.
And they're more about the bling versus, you know, having a quality stone. And I see that even on the colored stones lately.
Yeah.
For the first time in years, my colored stone sales have dropped.
Interesting.
And I just had a customer who was looking at some ruby earrings for an anniversary, and it was a really nice 14-carat halo-type earrings with diamonds and stuff in it.
Yeah.
Natural rubies, 2-carat total weight on the rubies.
Right.
And I had it $2,200, which is very fair on a price.
Really good.
And he ended up going online and bought lab diamonds and lab rubies.
Yeah, why not? Probably half the price.
Oh, yeah, much less than half.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're in that world, you know, I understand labs for accessories and for tennis bracelets and things like that. for an engagement ring, I'm more old school than that. But in today's world, you know, when everybody and their brother is wearing 3 and 4 carat diamonds, you know, you can't really come home with a 1 carat natural diamond, you know, because
she's
going to be looked like.
Yeah, keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah, that's it. And I think so that, you know, the first time marriage younger people are all doing the lab growns. And I don't know if that's going to change anytime soon. But we'll see. We'll see. Right now, you know, that's the plus and minus of being 74 years old. Whatever happens, I don't need to work anymore. I could have stopped years ago, but I do this because I enjoy talking to friends around the country. And they,
right. I totally understand that, you know.
Yeah, you just, well,
and
I know. You
that's sort of,
still.
Yeah. No, no, it's not me. That's me. It's just, I don't have the store. I do the shows and everything else.
Yeah.
But it's just interesting that the changes that seem to be coming on a lot of it.
I can imagine doing this kind of work out of the blocks now in my 20s. I would not be doing this, for sure.
Oh, no. I don't think you could survive now.
No, no. We
and
it,
there's not enough business in it.
Yeah, well, we can't keep people. You know, we hire people, and they don't last long. You know, our kind of relationship-building business, which is all this is, we don't have anything that other places don't have. So you get a lot of rejection. You call a store. They've never done business with you. They don't even want to talk to you. And you got to get used to that when you're early in your career with this company. And these people, these young people that are coming up right now, they got no heart for anything. They're lightweights on everything. You know, they want.
Oh, I totally agree on that one.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, you have to pay somebody $20 an hour to drop fries. Good Lord, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, and there's no talent, no nothing needed for that job. And you know, when you start out with us, you're going to be making that kind of money too. And if you can't see your way through it, then you just quit because you can get another job that pays that much easy anytime. So it's not.
Yep.
It's hard. It's hard. I don't know. I'm glad I'm not the owner of our company. He's, you know, he's in his 50s and he's got, you know, kids that are coming up that, you know, his son is 20 something and he works for us, and his other one will be graduating college this year, I think, and he'll be coming to work for us too. But it's.
Oh, okay.
I think if it wasn't for the fact that he's got another generation come up, I don't know. I don't know if he would continue in this business because it's just. It doesn't seem that solid anymore.
No, it doesn't. And something's going to have to change for it to rebuild.
Yeah.
But what that is, I'm not sure.
I don't know either. I really don't know what the next incarnation is. I think people will continue. I think people will continue to buy jewelry because it is a status symbol. People will still want jewelry. Whether they're willing to spend the kind of money for it that it used to take is doubtful.
See, that's the hard part. Like, I have another customer. He went overseas and, you know, just for the winter. He goes over to Thailand for the winter. And he bought a bangle bracelet for his wife. And I'm looking at him going, wow, that must have cost. And he goes, no, it's only 18 karat over sterling.
Okay.
And he still paid over $1,000 for that.
Yeah. But
relative, no stones, no nothing.
Relative to buying something that was solid 18 karat gold, it was chump change compared to that. So
right,
that's
it was.
What they look at. That's what they look at. This is a disposable generation. Everything
oh, very much
in their
so.
Life is totally disposable. From their marriages all the way down to their stuff. It's everything's disposable. So I think that's that's a trend that could change. You know, people may start looking, you know, they look back at their parents that maybe stayed married 30, 40 years or something like that. They can't get through 5 years with somebody. They realize that maybe we are doing things wrong and things will change back again. But who knows? It could be two generations from now, too.
I don't know. I mean, I get so much jewelry coming in, and it's nice jewelry.
Yeah.
But it's outdated.
Sure. Yeah.
And so it gets melted down.
Yep.
So you're buying it at melt or, you know, just below melt and selling it at melt. And but it's nice stuff, you know, but you only can save so much in this in your inventory.
And it's a shame, too, because that stuff will never get recreated again. Or if they recreate it'll be a copy, it'll be made sterling with gold over it, or something to that effect, because that's just the way these people are. They don't care that it's not authentic, as long as it looks good. As long as it looks authentic. And because the trends change. Right now, I can't buy a marquee at a decent price to resell it, because the marquees are just stupid high, and it's temporary because they're in favor right now. But that's changed. It's like a 20-year cycle on these freaking marquees. You know, they were big in the 70s. They got big in the late 90s. And now they've been dead until just now again. Now they're popular again for some God knows what reason. Some celebrity must be wearing one or something. But if somebody wants a good 2-carat marquee, they're going to pay $18,000-$20,000 for it. In 2 years from now, it'll be $10,000-$12,000.
Yeah.
And it's no rhyme or reason, just supply and demand.
It is.
Anyway, if there's anything I can do for you, let me know.
I appreciate you, sir.
You sound great. You sound healthy.
Take care.
All right.
Oh, I'm doing okay.
Good. Glad to hear it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.